For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Thanks to Margot Adler and Justice Talking on NPR, this is part two of a debate between former drug czar Robert DuPont and the following response from Marsha Rosenbaum of Safety First.
Marsha, why are you opposed to drug testing?
Well, I agree that it's not a good idea for young people to be using drugs. But I think that the way to get young people to reduce their drug use and reduce drug problems if they do use drugs has been a method that we've been using and testing for decades now, and that's drug education. I think there's room for improvement with drug education, but I think the school is a place for education, and that really quality drug education combined with after-school programs, which keep kids busy in the highest drug-using hours, which is 3 to 6 p.m., extracurricular activities, and supervision are really the key to helping our young people stay out of trouble with drugs.
Next, Margot addresses Robert DuPont, our nation's second drug czar and major stockholder in many urine testing companies.
You talked about studies, but the various studies that I've read present a very conflicting picture. There's no real clear evidence that drug testing lowers drug use. And actually, when I think about it, why should it? Most kids think they're immortal. Most kids don't think they'll get caught, no matter what you tell them.
Sure.
So why should, in fact, drug testing, lower drug use?
Well, let's think about what happens with the student who tests positive, because I think that's a very important concept. Most people who are opposing testing imagine that there is punishment of the student, turning this over to law enforcement or some other kind of adverse consequence. The fact is that what happens when a student tests positive is that he or she is prohibited from continuing to participate in a particular extracurricular activity like football or some other activity until they test negative, until they show no drug use, and then their parents are involved. They're helped to stop using drugs. They're not expelled from school. There's no record kept that is going to follow them in someplace else in their lives. But what happens is there's an intervention, and Marcia was talking about education as if it was an alternative to student drug testing, and if, in fact, they complement each other. What the prevention is about is giving kids a reason not to use it. It's educating them about the dangers. And random student drug testing goes along with prevention and education. It's not an alternative to it. It's an enhancement. They go together.
I should note that every major study ever done on this subject has shown there is no difference between schools that test and do not test for drugs. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.